This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right, here we go. I have Ingrid on the phone with me right now. Metal Master Kingdom.
Yes. Hello.
My goodness. Brand new page, brand new everything?
Well, pages, brand new site, no, but revamped, yes. Looking really hot, really sharp, easy to navigate. I suggest everyone take a little tour of what we have to offer.
Exactly.
We do reviews, interviews, we cover shows, and we have a little about us, so you get to meet the journalists.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and what else is there? Just give me everything.
Okay, so our latest show... Our band review is Modern Day Outlaw down in Florida. Mm-hmm. I suggest you check them out. They're a really hot southern band. If you're into Pantera and that southern stomp, that's the kind of tunes you want to check out. We also have a featured band tab where right now we are featuring the Canadian metalers known as Crimson Shadows from Toronto.
Hmm. No,
We have Facebook links, Reverb Nation links, YouTube, and Twitter.
Wow.
And as of today, we have up our Doro Passion Sister Sin show review and picks.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what you guys think, but Doro is pretty hot, and I'm sure guys wouldn't mind checking out those picks.
Well, see, there's pictures.
So, yeah, if everybody hits up metalmasterkingdom.com, you'll see exactly everything that I've just talked about. Jenny Ingalls mm-hmm. is the web designer who redesigned this website for us. And to me, she's a genius. She did a really good job, and I recommend her for anyone looking for a web design change or creation.
And she does that... out of her own home? Or does she have an office?
She does this professionally. She is hired to do this through a company, but yes, she has done this for me as a sideline project.
Nice.
And I highly recommend her for anyone else who is looking for someone who is very intense on what they do, and she's very professional, and it includes you in every step of the way, so you're not surprised at the end.
Oh, that's good. Well, because, I mean, you know, sometimes if they're not keeping you clued in to what they're doing, and all of a sudden you're looking and you're like, what's that? You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't match. Wait.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it has
yeah,
to be
no
all
surprises.
Changed. And, yeah. That stuff's fun, though. I mean, HTML. I don't know. I build all my own stuff, so I'm kind of not in need, but there's a lot of people that have asked me how to build their sites, and I'm mm-hmm. like, well, I would have
you're
to actually
smart.
Do that, and who has the time? I don't have the time. You know what I mean? I can't just go off building everybody's sites that asks me. I'd go crazy. You know, you got even like two sites. If I had like two sites to look after, that's a lot of sites. Most people don't realize that. Well, I went and built, like, tons of sites, and I don't even know where they all are anymore. So.
Oh, man. Good for you, though. That's, you know, it's not an easy thing, like you said, and very time-consuming.
Yeah, but I mean, now it's like, oh my god, I don't remember where I built everything. So I can't make the proper changes all the time because I don't even know where I'm going, you know?
Okay. Well, for future's sake, you'll...
All the passwords, you know? Oh my god, what did I use? Ah!
Uh-oh. Okay. Cheers.
So... Basically, how many bands are you guys working with in total?
Oh, that's hard to say. We've covered a number of bands. It actually started in December of 2011, so we're over a year old. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that we have quite an extensive amount of reviews under our belt at this point. Not to say that we're not still covering. I'm being inundated with requests. And hope to get more as we move along. We are hooked up with Metal Blade Canada. I'm getting direct links for reviews and shows through them. So that's one major label that I deal with. I have many labels and promoters that come to me for reviews. Unfortunately, I don't have all the manpower to cover all the requests. So, helping out, joining a growing team and dedicated team, you can hit us up at info@metalmasterkingdom.com or management@metalmasterkingdom.com and give us a brief rundown on anything that you may have done in the past in writing or what it is in subgenre that you like to cover.
Cool. Well, Rocket does all the interviews, right? Those are online interviews, correct?
Rocket, Randy, no, he doesn't do any of my stuff. I've actually posted stuff from his, The Metal Den review, is I think what you're talking about, right?
I'm not sure. I looked over it before I went on air today. I was there.
Rocket, yeah, he's at The Metal Den. He is somebody that, ideally, I have, used him as my mentor. He is somebody who got me started in this business, and I do post things from his site, and I share some of his reviews, but they are not actual Metal Master Kingdom reviews.
Oh. See, so, I didn't know that.
No, that's something that I do. I like to share and promote people that have the heart and the sincerity for metal, and if you have those qualities and you show some respect, I am more than happy to help you out.
Cool. See, that's... People need that.
Yeah.
We all need that right now. Like, Metal Culture Radio, WFLM, West Florida Metal Radio, all the artists are more than welcome send in their tracks to the stations themselves. They'll go on auto rotation. And they can always email me at nightmareswithmaliscooper@yahoo.ca with their MP3s. And, you know, as long as they're tagged and if they send a photo with it, I can put the photo on for their album. You know, so it shows up on some of the stations as well. And that's what I have to offer your bands.
Right, and that's something that I can actually hook you up with on my site. I can set something up to include all that information for any bands that are looking for airplay through your channels.
Sure. They can have interviews. They can call in like you're doing right now.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I'm sure there are a lot of bands that would give their right arm to be able to have their information put out there. So I'm definitely going to hook that up for you.
Cool. You'll be added in with everybody. I mean, everybody's sending me stuff. I'm buried in work. I wish I had, like, four of me. Then I'd be okay. But then I would need four more PCs as well. So that would probably be no good.
I hear ya. So, yeah, you know, we've done work with Metal Culture Radio. I've hooked up with you guys and had some of your bands sent over to us for reviews. So it really has become a cross-culture and cross-media relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it's awesome, though, right?
Absolutely.
You know? Like, without you, without us, without you, without them, none of this would ever take place.
100%. And I have to say, you know, we do a lot of promo and work with indie bands, so it's not like we are seeking all the known and international bands, even though people do like to read about that and see the coverage, mm-hmm. but that's not something we're concentrating on. We really like to promo indie bands and the smaller venues and get the word out there about the bands that really need that push.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a big difference when you're on a label and when you're not. There's a huge difference in everything.
Absolutely.
So what end of it do you guys focus on?
Well, I guess the focus is really getting band names out there as far as that's what we try to do with the reviews. We get the review done. We actually, what we include in our reviews is not just the written word about how we feel or think about the tunes that we listen to. We also include pictures. So mm-hmm. if bands want to send us one pic or many pics, we can include a gallery of pics. We can also include videos and or a media player. So when people jump onto that review link, they'll be able to listen and hear and watch and read all about that band.
Well, that's pretty cool. So it's like you're in a sense almost building them another page.
Essentially, yes. Because, you know, there are a lot of bands out there. They have a Facebook profile. They might have a YouTube profile, you know, or MySpace, but they don't have an actual website. So this being on a website will allow them to gain maybe a little bit more coverage and exposure.
I never thought of it that way before.
Well, that's the way I see it. I see Metal Master Kingdom actually gaining some reputation and some coverage. And we are a Toronto, Ontario-based site because that's where I'm located. But we do have writers who are in the States, across Canada, and I even have somebody from Jordan.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right. So, you know, I'm more than willing to work with people from around the world. Some of the labels and promo companies that I deal with are from around the world. We're not just talking local North American. You know, I'm talking Croatia. I'm talking about Finland. I'm talking about Germany.
Wow. So that's going to be huge.
It is. That's pretty huge. So that's why, you know, I don't say no to anyone. I check people out. I check out other promo companies and whatever they have to offer because that's what we do. We like to get the metal out there, and we're keeping metal alive today for tomorrow.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for doing that because somebody has to do it. And, I mean, the bands have a hard time because, A, they're writing the music, B, they're playing the music, and that doesn't always leave a lot of time for the advertising.
Yep.
You know? I mean, they have to have day jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, at the end of the day, they're pretty tired already, but they've got to bang out a few tunes, you know? And I mean, that doesn't leave, it really doesn't leave a lot of time to build web pages. And it's time consuming, building those pages. Because you miss one little bracket, and there goes your page.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
I hate that. It's like finding Waldo when the page is not working, you know? It's like, where is it? What am I missing?
Yeah. Well, thankfully I have that web designer who can help me out with all that stuff, so I just take care of the basics and upload the info, and she takes care of the rest for me.
Oh, you're lucky.
I am. I'm very lucky. I have a really good group of people that I'm working with, and they are very dedicated to the music, and they're very dedicated to the site, and I really am very grateful for their help each and every day.
Oh, they're probably sitting there crying. Oh, she's
They know. I give them a big hug every day, even though it's virtual. It's a hug nonetheless.
Exactly. And that's always nice. I mean, because your boss at work doesn't usually do that, you know?
No, that's true.
I mean, they should, when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't. I mean, they don't even really tell you thanks at the end of the day.
Or acknowledge you sometimes.
Yeah, they might not even talk to you for years.
Exactly. It's like, what the hell am I doing here?
Oh, the Christmas party. Yeah, that's once a year.
Yeah, if you remember what you did.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's when you tell the boss how you really feel.
Yeah, and then get in trouble. By accident. It's totally by accident.
That's what makes it a little different. I think when people join my, like, I do have other pages, but this is my lone site. So I feel that the people that I work with have dedicated so much of their time and effort that, you know, all I can give back to them is a thank you. And I, as a boss, in a sense, I am their boss, but at the same time, I don't treat them as such, and I don't really feel that way. I feel more like it's a family. It's a metal family.
It is. All the way around the board.
Yeah.
You know, because it, whether they're a promoter, whether they're the people that put up all of the posters for you, you know, like, there's so much involved. And people don't even realize, you know, like, sometimes it's the bands themselves, when it's indie, that are putting up all of the postering, they're trying to advertise, like, everywhere known to mankind. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the same respect, they don't have the time to advertise everywhere either. I mean, they want to, but it's like, unless every single person in the band is taking on some responsibility of the advertising, you know, because it always seems they leave it to one person.
Right.
And that's not fair.
Yeah, I can name quite a few bands where that happens, you know, because that's the person you correspond with, that's the one you're communicating with.
Yeah.
And the others seem to fall by the wayside, but ideally, I think that's the whole premise with bands, is that they need to all be working together to get the name out there and get the show events known out there. Otherwise, it could very well fall to the wayside, and then there's a lot of bickering and shit going on between the members.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be there, because they should all be taking the same amount of responsibility.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be just one person trying to find that gig, you know? Like, if all of them were trying, you have more of a chance of getting one. You know?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that's a good question to pose to the bands. Why is this not being followed through with all members?
Well, yeah. You know, like, I sit back, even in my own bands, We're all guilty. You know, I mean, I'm usually for the Malice Cooper one anyway. Everything rests on my shoulders when it comes to anything web-wise.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I don't want that job. Can't I just sing and go home? Like, isn't that possible? Can I, you know? But I mean, if you're an indie band or a tribute band or anything that doesn't have, like, a manager and people to do stuff, you gotta do it.
That's the thing. You just hit it right on the head. If there's no managers or somebody designated to be like a social media director, like I do have one of those on my team, luckily enough. So see? I'm not even in a band, but ideally that's what a band needs, is somebody really outside of the box, outside of the band, to help with those matters.
Well, yeah, because we don't know what we're doing. We just play the music. We don't... Business, what's that? You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's a musician on the planet that ever actually got their finances right.
Well, let's just take a look at someone very famous, Ozzy Osbourne, hooking up with Sharon. I mean, tell me that that was not a match made, you know, because she took care of all the business dealings. All he had to do was the gigs and party on.
Well, I mean, and that was hard. So, he really did get the raw end of the stick on that one, in a sense.
I suppose. But then, I guess another good example is Dio and his wife, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew someone would agree with me.
Holy moly.
But those are just like some of the, you know, the more known, I guess, relationships where it's a personal relationship tied up as a business relationship, too. You keep it all in-house.
Mm-hmm. But in the same respect, that's also dangerous. You know, because, I mean, there was the time when, you know, he said, Sharon, we've decided you gotta go, and was strangling her. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword when you think about it. If, I mean, you almost really want it to be somebody from outside, because having them that far inside isn't always good either.
Yeah, you probably get more out of an outsider who has to earn that paycheck and get you out there.
Yep.
Than somebody inside who kind of just expects it.
Yeah. But yeah. The thing is, too, somebody that's outside might have more ideas because they're not emotionally attached.
Exactly. Then it is strictly more of a business relationship. Not to say that you couldn't become friends, but
yeah.
Yeah, so I agree.
And I mean, you don't want that person to be having it so that it's all for them either. You know, like, I mean, there's a lot of musicians where the person that took care of them ended up getting everything. And the musician's sitting there, you know, starving now. You know?
Yeah.
And that's not... That sucks. I hate those stories.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Perfect example. Slayer, right? Or not Slayer, I guess also with... Yeah, Slayer and Kerry King and all that stuff going on and members just disbanding because... They're getting ripped off by their management company.
Jeez. It's just, it's horrifying because musicians are just such nice people. 98% of the time, they're nice people and they don't deserve it. You know, they don't, They don't deserve to get treated like that, you know? Because they're literally blood, sweat, and tearing for every last note. And,
yes.
You know, it just, it sucks that they're preyed upon by literally almost everybody.
Right.
You know?
People looking for an easy buck, and it really is a shame, because I hear ya, you know, because when you go to these shows and you see some of these bands that are touring, and we're talking big name bands even, they're not living the high life, man. They're touring on buses. Their clothes probably haven't been washed in a week or so, you know.
Yeah.
They probably are really looking forward to a home-cooked meal kind of deal, and, you know, they're not living the high life. And then with indie bands, it's even less. You know, they don't have a tour bus, so they got to rely on a van or some shit box that carries you to...
You're on the bus.
Yeah, the bus. It's the transit system.
Yep.
So, yeah, I hear you. I mean, the bands out there, especially indie bands, are out there because their heart is in it, and they want to have their tunes heard.
Yeah.
And that is their whole... a lot of life at that point in time. The dollar signs aren't even there yet, and even if they aren't there, they don't even care half the time, because they just want to play their tunes. And that is why I do what I do, because they have the heart to show up at their gigs. We gotta at least try to cover the shows, and at very least do a review on the tunes that they've put together.
Well, that's nice of you. A sandwich would be good if we got after the show, just a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, sure, no problem.
You know,
hop across the border. And we're talking provincial borders.
Yeah, but okay, even that.
Yeah.
It's how? It's not feasible for anybody to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get to the next province, you know, or the next state,
mm-hmm.
and you lose your shirt. Because now you can't get home, because you didn't even get a sandwich, you know.
By the time, yeah, hell, you know, if you don't sell any merch, you're up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, exactly. And then what?
Exactly, and then what? I know. So you really are taking your chances.
And then you're out on the street going, my dad's stranded here. Can you spare some change?
Yeah.
I'll play a song for you.
Yeah.
You always got to have the acoustic around.
That's it. Put the equipment and start doing the old Buster deal.
Well, yeah, but you got to be careful, because you need licenses for that stuff now.
I know.
You see, so, like, no matter what, the musician is literally taking it up the bum.
Yeah.
All the way.
All the way, yes. I understand what you're saying.
I mean, we can't even sit there with our guitar case and try and beg for money, because we have to get a license to beg.
Okay, okay.
Everywhere we go. You know, it's not just... It would be a different story if it was just, like, you know, in a certain place. But no, it has to be everywhere. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, my dear.
I will have you back on again.
All right.
And
I really enjoyed the chat.
I did, too. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, and we'll keep metal alive together.
Okay.
Ciao.
All right. Bye. Hello? Yeah, just a second. It's for Rick. It's for you. Alright. I didn't want to cut that short, but kind of had to, because the phone rang for Rick. So, anyways, right now I've got Tyrant's Temple, Gravedigger.